Just two very brief thoughts. When the Pasuk says Yaakov wrote this Mincha le'Esav, so Vayikach min habor b'yodav Mincha le'Esav ochiv, and it lists all the different things that he brought him, a whole series, and very precision. The Rabbah discusses what he did and why he did it. So he says it to Elesu b'midus, for who? Sharoi la'odam shi'abatam mishaloi, person should give of his own l'soinoi, to his hate, to his one who hates him, v'yichna loi betachlis ma'she'efshar, and humble himself in front of him to the extent, the fullest extent, ad shi'ish she'yash l'bimoi, until he can make peace with him. Avo b'shoi l'soinoi pochus ha'mailo, the one who hates him is much lower level. Who godel hamayla? He's a great godel, and this person is a very lowly person. Ki hu oise ze hachno, he does this hachno ba'avur atzmoi sheyemoleit misoinoi loy ba'avur soinoi. I'm not doing him a favor. I'm not giving him all these gifts because I want to respect him. I'm doing it to protect myself. I'm doing it hachno ma'avur atzmoi sheyemoleit misoinoi. I want to escape from him. He could. Them potentially destroy me, could hurt me, and therefore I'm giving him all these gifts. The in the most complete way. The sadruhu besidur asher yireboy hamatan yoiser godel. He presented it in a way, spread it out so it should look like it's even greater than I'm giving you. What I'm giving you should appear even greater than it is. Haloi tire. Yaakov was nichna to Esau with all of these things. Gave him these wondrous gifts. He wanted to be mashli with him, so he shouldn't hate him. The right amount of schorim versus nekevus, everything perfectly, precisionally orchestrated and organized. And he made space between the different flocks so that it should seem that it's even more and more that he's giving him. So here we learn a lesson that when a person has a soine, someone who hates him, he should be machnia himself, and he should do everything in the ultimate possible way of benefit upon benefit and accuracy and perfectly orchestrated and calibrated just to bring about the end of this sino, bavur atzmai sheyemolet misoina, in order to escape from the dangers that this enemy possesses for him. So it just occurred to me that he says this is to Elis and Midos. That means this is a lesson for us. This is not just a piece of pshat in the Chumash, which means that this is the way we should act if we have an enemy. If there's someone who hates me, then I have to go to such an extreme. But when you think about the Malamed, where we're learning it from, it seems very, very strange. We're learning it from Esav. The hatred of Esav was Ein L'Shair. Halocha hi, it created a halocha in the Bria, Esav Sein L'Yakov, Ada Yemazeh. We're talking about the worst possible sinah. We're talking about Amalek. We're talking about a battle between Klal Yisrael and Amalek, which is going to be until the Olam Yishiyah Baharziyah Elishmat Ha'esav Poisal Hashem Havluch. Until then, the Amalek will rear its ugly head again and again and again and again, and that's what happened throughout history, and that's what continues to happen. And all of this is who Esav is. And from here, we're learning halacha in Midos. If you have a soineh, go to the end of the world, to all extremes, in order to be memayet that sinah, ba'avur atzmoi sheyemolet misoinai. It seems to me that the lesson here is scary almost, and that is that when there is sinah, we have no idea what could happen. And there's a comparison, there's a lesson from Esav to my enemies that is parallel. That just as to Esav, Yaakov had to go to such an extreme in order to protect himself, I have to go to such extremes in order to protect. Now, my soine, or maybe my soine, let's talk about your soine better, okay? How much does the guy hate you? How much damage could he do? How powerful is he? We can never underestimate the power of sinna. Sinna is a motor that can bring about the worst devastation. And therefore, the limud from Esav is not exaggerated. We learn a midah from here how we have to act in the face of a soine, even though it's unlikely that we'll ever meet a soine that comes to the toenails of Esav in sinna. But afal pi kein, sinna is such a midah that can have such extreme ramifications, that can go to such extremes, that can be exacerbated and exaggerated and stimulated, and who knows what could happen. And therefore, the Torah teaches us a midah when it comes to a seine, do everything humanly possible. Don't take any chances. Because, nah, what am I? He doesn't like me. It's a little bit of sin, a big deal. He's a weakling. He can't do anything. No, we learn from Esav how we have to deal with a Sinai. Esav, a powerful 400 soldiers. He had this, he had that. He was the most powerful man in the Middle East. No. Anybody. Sinai, we have no idea what Sinai could do. In Yiddish, there's an expression, afilu a katz ken kalyamachen. To destroy, even a cat can do. Anybody can do damage. When it comes to damage, we can't underestimate the power of negativity, the power of hurt that someone who doesn't like us and wants to hurt us. That's one idea. Then, in the parasha also, I think this is actually, no, it's later. V'atomas dvoirum enekes rivko v'tikover b'tachas l'beis el tachas aloin ho'aloin v'yikro shvoi aloin bochus. So when Dvoira, the Menekes of Rivka, died, so she was buried under this special condition, under this tree or under this, whatever, it's not clear exactly from Rashi or this, what it is exactly, but some type of a special thing that was given a name, Alon Bochus. This is the place where we cry for the loss of Dvoira Menekes Rivka. So the Rabag says, we also learn a lesson in Midos. Supposed to be goimel chesed with mesim. If someone did good for you, even though the person is no longer alive, and they can't really continue doing good for you, and they may not even, there's no real direct communication, at least the way we know it, but still you have to be goimel chesed. There's akoras hatoiv. This person did so much for me. I have to be makir toiv. I have to establish some memorial, something that tells me, that reminds me, that declares that this person is to be remembered. Zochur latoiv. V'loze siper shekvar koro Yaakov alon bochus. Yaakov called this place where Menekes Dvora was buried alon bochus. Shom shem ho'ilon ho'alon asher nikbor shom Dvora Menekes Rivka. It's the name of this, exactly what that is, where Rivka was buried. It has a special name. They put up a sign. This is the place of Bochus for Menekes Rivka. Kizemi mashe yoyre shekvar bochoshom. Because that shows we cried. We appreciated this person. We cried for this person. We remember that. We dedicate this and so forth. V'lo zois hasibo b'eino. Hitziv Yaakov matzeva al kvuras rochel. This is the same inyan as Kever Rochel. Yaakov Avinu made a special matzeva al kvuras rochel, but oifen shehitziv oiso kedei sheyishor zichro zman oruch, that she should be remembered for a long time. Ki bezeh me'agmilas chasodim mashalo yalim. This is gmilas chasodim, that otherwise he would overlook it. He now is doing gmilas chasodim to Rochel, to remember Rochel and all of the wonderful things that she represented. So it struck me as a little bit strange. I understand that Koras HaToiv as a very powerful motivation. Menekes Rivka, she did so much for Rivka. We have to remember her. We have to be Makir Toiv. And he says, Ulezeis HaSibo, this is the same Sibo that Yaakov Avinu made Kever Rochel. Also, to be Goymel Kibazeg Meagmilas Chasodim Mashlo Yalim. This is the Gmilas Chasodim. Gmilas Chasodim. Rivka. He loved Rivka. Rochel. Rochel is on, the 7 years that he worked were like nothing because he had such a love for her. This is the one, this was the wife of his youth. This is the one that he really wanted to marry. This was a tremendous love that was there. Not just the chesed that she did, and therefore we have to be makir toiv. So it seems that if you say this is the Sibo, the Zeis HaSibo, this doesn't say also. This is the Sibo Yaakov Avinu made this Kever Rochel, so everyone should remember. And we're Goymel Chesed to Rochel. It sounds like that the despite the fact that there's so much love and so much personal and maybe intimate motivation to make a special kever. This is my wife's kever. This is a maskeres. This is where we're going to go on the yort site and on this. To this day, they go on the yort site to kever Rochel and so forth. And so many other times, people go day and night. But no, there's a deeper emotion. There's gemilas chesed. I'm doing this because this is one of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is one of the midas that the Torah demands of us. I'm doing gemilas chesed. It seems that the gemilas chesed of the inyan of gemilas chesed can override the natural feelings and represent a more appropriate and maybe a deeper expression of what I'm doing here in this act, which I guess sounds like almost dwarfs the emotion, the personal emotion, because I'm doing gemilas chesed. I'm acting the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm connecting with the purpose of creation, Olam Chesed Yibone. And that seems to have an overwhelming power that when I learned that you have to be Goymel Chesed, I'm doing this, and this becomes a total motivation, almost like I become overwhelmed with this motivation, despite the fact that I have such a high level of personal motivation to do it. I wonder, just a thought, if that's not the Pshat in the Gemara, when the Gemara says, beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, that you're not allowed to marry a woman until you see her. Shema yimtza bo dova maguno, v'tiskana b'enov, v'hatoira omra v'havta l'reichu kamoicho. So some people wonder, v'havta l'reichu kamoicho, that's all. That's all. That's all. The kiyum of v'havta l'reichu kamoicho, what the Torah tells us, the potential that we have to access in the fulfillment of the mitzvah, in the mahu afato, in the kiyum of the Dvar Hashem, emotionally goes beyond any normal human feelings. The it touches the neshama. It goes way beyond the personal. Maybe that's taking the pshat. That's really the foundation for love in a marriage, the foundation for relationships has to be al pi midas ha-Torah. If it's al pi the midas ha-Chesed, if it's al pi the midas the tzivoy Hashem, it's a whole different level of relationship which can go deeper and far beyond the natural feelings and koiches that we have. Mm-hmm.